This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Been wearing one all this podcast. Been wearing my OSH. Because it works. It always works. And it has that lifetime warranty. That's what I like about it. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. A common denominator amongst a lot of these shooters, especially the ones that seem to make the news, although we have seen some of the new guys out there, that I'm sort of wondering about, the older fellows that are doing this kind of stuff. But one of the common denominators out there is the fact that they've been medicated to their eye sockets with various things that have all kinds of various well-known side effects. Joining me again to talk about that phenomena, since they want to make gun ownership a mental health issue, is Dr. Linda Lagerman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, do we know anything about Vester Flanagan yet? I mean, was he medicated up to his eyeballs? He probably should have been.
Well, he probably should have been. He probably was. We do know. We don't have a list of what he was on yet, but we do know that he was sent to treatment and that he did go, which means that yes, he was. This was the employee assistance program, so the station sent him for treatment, and they did report that he did it. So we don't have the list yet. This is the thing. As we get more and more of these crazy, bizarre killings, which, by the way, are not all done with guns.
Right.
But anyway, that's another matter. We know how this is being exploited in the media. But there have been, just in the last month, I mean, there was the Chattanooga, Tennessee killing. There was the Lafayette, Louisiana. There's been such an escalation. Of course, because we have more and more people taking these. Anyway, it gets sometimes it's getting harder now to immediately get those answers that you're asking, like which drugs. But consistently, all of them where that has been released, the toxicology, or we know that, they're on an antidepressant or in the withdrawal from it, or
right.
Some other psych drug that causes the same kind of violence. But this guy, we do know he was in treatment. I'll say that.
Now, the new trend seems to be an older shooter, though. I mean, it used to be we would see somebody in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Almost invariably Caucasian male, although we would have the, Sehung Cho, Aaron Alexis. There would be the occasional blip out there, which just tells you how well the program works across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're seeing older, the guy in Lafayette, what was he, 58 years old?
Yeah, he was older, exactly.
Where is this coming from? Because it's the same sort of pattern when they go in there and they just want to express their rage.
Right.
With a weapon, but I mean, what are we looking at here? Is this just a new phenomenon? Is this older? How do older people react to psychotropic compounds?
Well, older, older and younger. The younger, 24 under, and then older. You're usually more sensitive to the adverse effects of them.
Right.
So that's a factor. The other thing is, I think. Older, like him, the amount of advertising that's gone on it takes a while to break through to, say, the older generation, because they would not normally have been inclined to take psychiatric drugs, you know? They didn't grow up with the TV commercials like the younger generation did.
Right.
So, anyway, but I'm not sure beyond.
But they do use stuff like Wellbutrin and what's the other one? Chantix.
Oh, Chantix.
For a lot of people who want to quit smoking, could this possibly be tied in with that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chantix is horrible. Chantix is definitely linked with violence. Here's the thing. Like, one of the major adverse effects of all these drugs, like Chantix, Prozac, all these SSRI antidepressants that we've talked about, you know, Paxil, Prozac, Zoloft, Luvox, Celexa, all of those, as well as the antipsychotics that a lot of people are taking and they don't know that they're an antipsychotic, but drugs like Abilify, Risperidone, Seroquel, Latuda, Geodon, these all have what's called akathisia. It's A-K-A-T-H-I-S-I-A. Akathisia is one of the side effects. Akathisia, like the A part of it means, you know, like not, like, you know, when you say asocial or amoral, so like not, and kathisia means, it comes from a Greek word, to sit. So it basically means inability to sit. And it is an agitation that I have talked with people who have it from taking the antidepressants. It's an under-the-skin, unrelenting agitation that the person cannot get rid of, even if they don't sit still, even if they keep moving, even if they go run. It's a restlessness and just an agitation. This is linked with violence and suicide. The people who get akathisia, they want out of their body, like they can't stand it, and it drives them to violence. Now, you couple that with disconnection, being kind of numb, decreased judgment, increased impulsivity, you know, hostility, suicidal thoughts. These are all, you know, listed on the label. We know that a number are going to experience this. And you got people are going over the edge, you know?
And now, like with akathisia as an example, mm-hmm. are people likely to resort to or focus in on violence as a way to deal with wanting to come out of their skin? Does that contribute to it?
Absolutely.
When somebody's in akathisia, are they very dangerous?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're desperate, then they don't have good judgment at that point, and they're just like going to bust out in one way or another, you know. And usually it's both ways. It's, you know, these bizarre killing sprees, these crazy killings. Usually they don't care. They will kill themselves or get killed. So it's both. It's suicide and homicide. They just don't care anymore.
You're not wanting to drug anybody with Abilify, are you?
Abilify is terrible. Do you know Abilify is the top-selling drug in the country now?
Yeah. When we come back, I want to ask you about this. With these people that are getting into the akathisia and all of these other side effects, now that's not everybody, right? First and foremost, that's not everybody that goes down that route.
Say that again.
Not everybody is going to get akathisia as an example, but when somebody goes down akathisia, I want you to try to talk me through mm-hmm. how somebody that's in the middle of that can go through the calculations of the five steps of the spree killer, if you can, because I know that that's something they you know what I'm referencing here.
The spree killers, and you want to walk through?
No, well, they say there's five steps that they go through, five phases before they actually execute their execute their plan. So I want you to talk to me how somebody with akathisia, how they calm that down enough to do that. You can find Dr. Loggeman's stuff at www.cchrint.com. Is that right?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I wrote that wrong. It's .org.
Okay, .org. Anyway, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com, go to Guns80.com now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Bay in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Whether it's the original line that they came out with, the holsters and the magazine carriers, or the DC-3 line, or the Scorpion line, or the Contact series, innovation still abounds there. Modularity is still personified there. The lifetime warranty is still happening there. Check them out. and tacticalholsters.com. Joined again by Dr. Linda Loggeman, talking about all of these shooters and everything. We were talking about some of the drugs, and I mean, wow, the list of drugs that they have out there. How does anybody keep track of all that? Let me ask you a question. With all those drugs that you just listed, can a general practitioner prescribe them?
Yes, and they do, actually. Most of the drugs that are prescribed are now prescribed by general practitioners and pediatricians, you know, who get their information from continuing education seminars that are given by psychiatrists that are paid by the pharmaceutical industry, lots of money to, in a disguised way, be promoting a particular drug. So
now,
that's how it happens.
Should these drugs, you know, like I can't go to Walgreens and say, I'd like to buy some over-the-counter steroids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I've had a couple of ailments that I know steroid would knock out, and steroid, I've, you know, if it's under a doctor's care, I think sometimes you use those. They do use those. Mm-hmm. And every time I've ever asked for that, the doctor will look at me and go, do you want me to go to jail? And
wow.
Yet they'll pass out this stuff like it's like they're playing cards, won't they?
They do. And do you know right now, there's diet pills on the market, non-prescription diet pills that have Prozac in them, fluoxetine. The FDA did, this was, I think it was in January, the FDA put a warning out because they had done a lab analysis of some diet pills and found undisclosed ingredients. And the undisclosed ingredient in some of them was fluoxetine, which is Prozac. It's crazy.
Should, now, given all of the evidence we have about these, and has anybody ever come out there and said to somebody out there, these should be on the same schedule as Oxycontin or all of these other controlled substances, where they look at it so hard when they prescribe this? Wouldn't that, is Big Pharma just that big to where we don't dare go down that particular primrose path?
They are that big, and this is it's Big Pharma and government alliance. It's the American Psychiatric Association, Big Pharma, and government that are aligned in this, which is why it is so powerful, which is why you could have drugs that have horrible adverse effects, you know, like homicide, suicide, terrible, all kinds of terrible problems, and all they do is add to the warning label so that there's a disclaimer. They say, oh, well, it's on the warning label, but people don't read those, you know. They think it's, you know, it's like fine print, it's page long. Anything else would be pulled from the market if there weren't this alliance going on. And it's about control. It's about control. There's so much evidence of these causing, we'll just look at the violent side of it. There's lots of other things. There's birth defects. There's all kinds of things. But they are actually losing all the lawsuits because they knew about the problems and in clinical trials and covered them up. But just looking at violence, there's objective, clear objective evidence. It's like it's on the FDA's warning label. They know it. There's there was a study that was just published in PLOS. It's a medical journal, PLOS One. It also does chemistry stuff. Anyway, it's a journal that they looked at the link between the psychiatric drugs and physical assault and homicide, and they found that Prozac was 10.9 times more likely, you know, like linked with this. So it was the highest one that was connected, disproportionately connected with violence. And then under that was Paxil, 10.3 times. So, I mean, there's a whole list of them going down these drugs. There are 25 drugs on the market right now that they know are connected with causing violence.
Now, I didn't get to cover what I wanted to cover in this segment, but I mean,
Well, what do you want to cover?
Well, I want to talk about the five steps and how these guys, once they're in these drugs and everything, and they get into...
Oh, so tell me the five steps. I didn't know what you were referring to in terms of...
Well, they believe that there's five steps. They decide that they've been... they're being persecuted some way. Then they start looking at targets. Then they start putting together a plan. They start gathering things to put their plan together. Then the fourth step is going to be they're actually going to do a dry run.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth step is the actual event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I hear, you know, like I've heard the famous Chantix-laced rant of Mel Gibson over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't seem like a very calculating kind of guy. It seems like somebody flying by the seat of their pants just spewing whatever cognitive things may be coming out of his skull. And I'm just, I want to touch on that because I know that they're... Primarily, a lot of inhibitions go away, but not their capability to reason, which is somewhat...
Their plan does not go away.
Yeah, which makes them...
But their judgment goes away. Their judgment is affected.
Doesn't that make them chemically sociopathic?
Actually, that's a good way to put it.
You think so?
That's a very good way to put it.
I only want a nickel every time you use it from here on out, okay?
Oh, my gosh. That is exactly the way to put it, because it causes that disconnection from other people, which is making you sociopathic. You don't care about others, as well as all the other things we talked about. So, yeah, it makes you chemically sociopathic. That's a great way to put it.
What about the part where, and we got about a minute for the break, what about the part where they seem to want the fame? They want to put it on social media. Everybody look at me. Everybody look at my page. I filmed this. I put it up. Everybody look at this. What is this satisfying for them? Most of them are checking out anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know on that. If it's, trying to document the whole thing. I mean, clearly they know something's wrong and wanting to document their grievance. But it's kind of they've got the wrong target and the wrong thing for their grievance, because it really should be the drugs that have messed them up, you know. And we got... You know, right now, 11% of the American population is on an antidepressant. I mean, there's 1 in 4 Americans on a psychiatric drug, but 11%, the CDC, you know, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, said 11% are on an antidepressant. Even if we look at that, like, the population is 321 million in the U.S., so 11% of that is over 35 million people are on an antidepressant right now. So even if you take, like, just, like, 10%, like, how many people are going to have these, you know, particular...
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
We're rolling into the break. We're going to be right back. My guest this hour, Dr. Linda Loggeman, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. You know, I had the ISIS welcome wagon bag that I put together. It was rather clunky and unwieldy. And then out came the contact series from G-Code. Of course, the original ISIS welcome wagon bag has been burned, and now I carry the traveler's bag. Check that and the contact series and everything else out at tacticalholsters.com. Well, I tried. Consonants, why do you desert me? My guest this hour is Dr. Linda Lagerman. She does quite a few things regarding the drug end of it, and fights it's a lonely fight, isn't it?
It is. Actually, it's getting a little more populated, which is good. It starts.
It is. I noticed. I saw the video you saw me, and I always think it's a good idea when the average lay conservative talker begins to notice some of the details that seem to escape them.
Yeah.
And you know, like what you sent me, that's probably been out there in the open for how many years? How many years has that been out there? And he's just now checking it out. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
But that's good, though. Yes, you're right. It's been there for years.
Yeah.
This stuff has been there for years, and it has been lonely, and there have been few voices that have been, you know, sounding the alarm and putting truth out there. But, you know, yes, it's coming into more mainstream. So the video that we're referring to, I mean, just is the Ben Swan, the reality check, where he has a video where he's saying, you know, every time there's a shooting, there's this call for a national discussion about gun control. And he said, which was great, finally, he says, when is there going to be a call for a national discussion about the psychiatric drugs that are causing the violence?
Yeah, and that's because he's sort of appealing to the low-info voter viewer. They're the ones that watch the magic box. I'm not on the magic box, so I can preach about this stuff all the time. So anyway, according to Police One, which they're set up sort of parallels a lot of the setups among some of the people that I've seen, talking about the five stages of the active shooter. You have the fantasy stage, the planning stage, the preparation stage, the approach stage, and the implementation stage. And if you can intervene in any of the first four, then you can do something about it. Now, we saw that come sort of close with Elliot Rodgers, didn't we? Intervention.
Mm-hmm. Well, Elliot Rodgers, I mean, he's another one. I mean, he was on psych drugs since he was a kid.
Yep.
You know, he's one of those, actually, he's a good example, because he's one, anyway, there's been a number of them, the younger ones, like in their 20s or so, where they are the product of this. They are the product of this new generation of, you know, just so much drugging. He was put on drugs, he was first labeled like, Asperger's, I think, kind of, a little autistic-y, something like that, which, you know, people have social problems or just awkward interpersonally. But starting on that path of drugs, then he's got, you know, like decades of being on drugs and altered. So, I don't know. I mean, for him, following these steps, it's kind of hard because you're already looking at a person whose thinking is twisted a bit, so that they are then framing things as being persecuted. And they probably are looking at the wrong target, too. Like, they may be victimized in some way and feel that something's been messed up for them. But it's not, like, who are the people in their vicinity that caused it. It's going to be what they thought was the help, you know, the psychiatric drugs. So even from the start there, I think the thinking is a little twisted.
What, as far as with the shooter or with the stages?
Well, taking stage one, where you're saying there's this persecution, feeling of persecution.
Well, this is the way they describe it. The shooter is dreaming about the shooting. He fantasizes about the headlines and the news coverage. Mm-hmm. The death count, he's hoping for a high death count. He's wanting to do all of this to show them, right, whoever mm-hmm. them are. He wants to go out in a blaze of glory. He may draw pictures of the event. He may mm-hmm. make web postings and even discuss right. those with people.
Right.
Which, Dylan Roof did that.
Yes.
Elliot Rodgers was making video.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He had a YouTube channel. I mean, some of these guys are quite malignant narcissists, too, aren't they? Does the drug sort of foster that?
Does the drug what?
Does it foster this malignant yes. narcissism where they think, why aren't the girls with me because I'm so handsome? That's not one I made up. Okay,
you're coming up with good terms. Malignant narcissist, chemical sociopath. No.
Chemical sociopath, yes. Completely original. Malignant narcissist I saw somewhere.
Okay, so yes, the drugs do, because in terms of this malignant narcissist, because it's... part of the chemical does, the effect on the frontal lobe, which is where your feelings of connection with others, your social connections, your sense of, just connections to people and humanity, that gets impaired. So it disables that.
It is impaired, they're not operating in a haze. Everything's pretty lucid for them, isn't it? It's just that certain fences come down, and they're like, okay, this is perfectly okay for me to do this.
That's
now.
Right. Yeah, they can plan. They can. So it doesn't affect that. They aren't just suddenly made stupid or something. I mean, they have their ability to plan is there, but their social connection is disabled.
Right.
So that's where you would get a malignant narcissist that you're saying, because you don't care about other people. Your connection to others is gone. You have no feelings for others. So
now, in the case of Elliot Rodgers,
mm-hmm.
There were people that tried to alert the cops to him.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of Vester Flanagan, he had a whole resume of people that had told him to seek out this or fired him or something else. Are we just living in an era where this is just going to happen? We live in an era right now where an HR department can't get out there and say, we fired him because he was a nut.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get sued, and they don't want to get sued.
Right.
They just want to pass the problem on to somebody else. With Elliot Rogers, they didn't even take the time to, you know, they sent 9 sheriff's deputies to him, and they did not take the time to check and see if he bought any guns.
Yeah.
Which in California, you can do that all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he was polite, so he escaped.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, in terms of do we live in an era where this is just going to happen? With the as many people as are on these drugs right now, the answer is yes. You know, if we
are we reaping what we have sown?
We are. I mean, just think of the numbers. When before we went to break, I was saying, you know, 11% of the 321 million people in this country are on an antidepressant. And that's just that one category of drug. That's over 35 million people. So even if you say, obviously everybody isn't going to get akathisia or, you know, get, you know, suicidal or homicidal ideation or something, but how many are? Like, even if you say, okay, 10% of them will, that's 3.5 million.
Right.
Even if you say just 1% of them will, that's 323,000 ticking time bombs.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a bunch.
Figure they're, what's that?
That's a bunch, and it's a daunting number.
That's a bunch.
Yeah.
And that's why we're seeing an escalation. It's like there was, like last month, there was a period of 8 days where there were 7 of these spree shootings in one eight-day period. It's, you know, this is, there's a crazy increase in this. And it's not TV. It's not video games. It's
the drugs
would chemically alter
yeah.
a person's humanity.
We're coming up on the last break. When we get back, I want to ask you about, real quick, as fast as we can cover them, some of the things they say about the United States and the guns and everything else when we get back. Dr. Linda Lagerman, you can catch your stuff at cchrint.org. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
KadeArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KadeArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil product by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. DC-3, the Scorpion line, the Contact series, this is all stuff that, you know, the likes of which, they are the leaders. They are the tip of the spear on this. Collaborating with Travis Haley, some of the stuff that the Contact series, that's all them. This is tactical nylon and Kydex colliding in a tactical lethal mix to make it portable, low profile, and quite effective. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Joining me today as we get ready to go away is Linda Lagerman again, Dr. Linda Lagerman. Let me ask you a question. Now, this is a two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
Of the people that are out there on these drugs, how many of them actually need to be?
Oh, wow.
Just, and I know that's a guess of a percentage, but I mean, given the idea that, you know, a lot of little boys in a classroom are being singled out by a second grade teacher and being sent to a general practitioner and they give them the stuff, what do you think it is? I mean, it's got to be a high percentage.
The ones that are being singled out for just being normal,
right,
is like extreme. I mean, come on, like in kids, well, let's high school boys. Do you know that 1 in 5 right now are labeled ADHD? Like, so if you got 1 in 5, I mean, obviously this is just something that's just normal here. It's not that there's a plague and 1 in 5 high school boys have come down with, you know, ADHD.
Right.
So,
it's in the water.
There's a crazy amount of drugging of kids right now, a crazy amount. It's the new customers, you know, that are, you know, lifelong customers. Because you get a child in school that's fidgety, doesn't want to sit still, you know, doesn't listen to instructions, all the things that, you know, parents have struggled with forever. You put them on amphetamines, which is what the ADHD drugs are. You create a drug addict.
Right.
You create the idea that a pill is, you need a pill to control things. Plus, you just really create drug addicts. Those are amphetamines. So, yeah, there's so many other things that should be done to handle mental, emotional, behavioral problems. There's so many other things. And in this country, from all of the, you know, pharma influence and the government's cooperation in this, it's drugs. the population is being put on drugs.
Now, with the side effects of these drugs, now let's look at the, let's try to zero in on the nameless, faceless people that are actually have a problem,
mm-hmm.
actually have a mental health issue. These mm-hmm. drugs are really not the way to deal with their mental health issue, are they?
No, they're not. If you have, there are people who have mental health problems, and there are people who have severe mental health problems. To drug the mind is handicapping the person further. Just like somebody who's got a mental health problem, you wouldn't say, okay, let's get you, you know, totally drunk and now solve your problems. Or let's why don't you take some heroin and then let's see you solve your problems in life. It's a time when a person needs to regain all of their mental faculties.
Right.
They are being given chemicals that disconnect parts of the brain. Every single psychiatric drug impairs brain functioning. It disconnects parts of the brain. That is not going to solve anything.
Are there drugs that can be introduced to try to treat them that doesn't?
No.
No, there's none.
All of them mess up something in the brain chemistry. That's how they pick these drugs. You know how psychiatric drugs are picked? They just experiment. There are a bunch of drugs waiting for a diagnosis, by the way, right now. They experiment with rats, and they see, or mice, they experiment, and they see what chemical. They just pick lots of different toxic chemicals, and they see which one causes an effect. And then anything that causes an effect, like a brain chemistry change, then that's now a psychiatric drug, and it is sitting there waiting for them to come up with a diagnosis to market it for. They're looking for drugs that alter brain chemistry. That's all. Just anything that alters brain chemistry. So all they're doing...
How is that good, though?
That's not good.
Doesn't it need to be altering it in a certain way? Or does it need to be inhibiting something in a certain way? Isn't that what you're looking for?
You would think, but that's not how it's done. And that's how you can have mix and match and use any drug for anything. I mean, Abilify, the top-selling drug, it's an antipsychotic. Supposedly, it was for people hearing voices. You know, that's not going to sell that many drugs. Now, it's for anybody feeling depressed who needs more, their antidepressant isn't working, so they need to add Abilify. Now, it's for any kid who's, fidgety or hyper on top of, the amphetamines. They're all mix and match. All they are just literally, I'm just serious about this, literally, all they are drugs that have been shown to alter brain chemistry in lab rats.
And I'm being asked how hard are these drugs to come off of and how does the brain return to normal?
They are very hard to come off of, very hard. This is why some people don't come off, because the drugs create a chemical imbalance. And then when the person tries to come off it, they get, like, let's say the antidepressants, they get a profound depression because their own normal brain chemistry has been changed. So they're very hard to come off of. There's mixed reports on whether the brain will readapt. I believe it does. It takes a long time, though, for the brain to get its own, balance back and start producing the chemicals that it shut down because of the drug.
Let me ask you a question. Is the reason these drugs have become so prevalent, does it run parallel to the fact that the mental health apparatus in the United States has contracted? There's fewer beds, there's fewer facilities. There's really no mental health treatment going on out there, is there? And it's a big money maker when you can just go to the same doctor that would, give you a tetanus shot. He can give you this stuff, too.
Yeah. There is all money. You're right. There's no, quote, mental health treatment in the, mental health system. There really isn't anymore. All money. And everything has been put into drugs. That's everything is in drugs. And actually in the new wave that I really hope people don't fall for, that they're doing already are brain devices that are based on the ECT, you know, the electroshock machine. There's a thing that they're now saying is effective in treating depression and obsessive compulsive and obesity. It's this, it's crazy. It's like implanting into the brain electrical wires. You know, it's it's called deep brain stimulation. You can look it up, but it's drilling holes in the skull and implanting wires deep into the brain, and then like a pacemaker. You know, there's a pack under the collarbone.
See,
controlled remotely, by the way, in the doctor's office. It's like a walking ECT machine.
This is why I don't go to the doctor.
Oh yeah, good. No, you got to stay away, man.
This is why I don't go to the doctor. This is why I've never applied for my VA benefit. And this is the only, last time I went to the doctor, I had a massive heart attack. Couldn't escape that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when I woke up, I had an IV in my head.
Who knows what they did?
Oh, God. Who knows what they did? Who knows? Anyway, this is going to be an ongoing thing, isn't it, as we go forward? I mean, but thankfully, it's becoming more and more people are becoming aware of it, aren't they?
More and more people are becoming aware of the drugs, and this is where I'm concerned, because now the this whole industry, the pharma, the psychiatric industry, is shifting towards the thing I was just mentioning, these brain devices.
Oh.
And that's a whole other thing, and it's, you know, the next miracle cure that's going to destroy. And also, by the way, those the deep brain stimulation also causes suicide, increase in suicide.
There's nothing I like better than a drug like Chantix or deep brain stimulation to help me quit smoking so I can feel like killing myself.
Yes, right. Yes.
Trying to get my health better by killing myself. Anyway, thank you for joining me on such short notice as usual. It is always enlightening. We will do it again.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined, if I can get him, by Tim Knight. We're going to talk about the NRA School Shield, I believe they call it, the School Defense Shield, as they are out there trying to shore up the schools and everything. Tim Knight, of course, the NRA board member and grassroots activist. That's all tomorrow. We'll do it again in 22 hours. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.